You are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostle and prophet, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we open our hearts today to hear what you want to say to us through your word. Lead us with the Holy Spirit so that we understand the intent and will of the words that will be conveyed by your servant. Help us to receive what you have for us today. Amen. Nowadays, we tend to overlook the importance of a cornerstone on a building because many construction techniques can be used to make sure a building will be level and plump. But long ago, when builders were planning the project, the importance of the cornerstone made all the difference. The orientation and angles of the cornerstone determined how the rest of the building would be built. If the building was not aligned with the cornerstone, the walls and the corner and everything else would be askew. When we read that Christ is the cornerstone, that means Jesus is our right and true foundation, perfect, and whatever is building it alignment with him will be right and true too. I like to make experience or tell you little story, because when I'm reading this reading for to preach and bring the message to you come to my head, and I love to sharing to you so you understand what I want to say about the cornerstone today. Long ago, one of the most important service in the church everywhere in Asia or in Indonesia is the laying of the first stone during the constructions of the church. It begins with a traditional custom we call, where are coming from, Natoni, led by the Tamukung or traditional leaders. In here, we always call our first peoples as a traditional leaders in our church, followed by Pride. The first stone is placed by the minister in the congregation, and then followed by the government leaders, and finally the chief builder, because he is the mind to think and to how to build the church. What is interesting before the construction is that the congregation get competitive and enthusiastic in collecting rocks. Rocks are collecting from the forest, and the work is divided into the regions or in the groups. And while working, collect the rock, are praises and pray. And this is very, very touching your heart. Special where the village are coming from, we have to walk up to the mountain to collect the rock. And that's very challenge, because we try to found the better rock, the solid rock, to coming to try and put to build our church. The foundation of the building will determine how strong or weak the building will become. For that, we need strong rocks or solid rocks to build. I use this example as a thought to meditate on as we hear the words this morning, for the songs, first reading, or even in our time for silence, we think about the cornerstone. Like living stones, let yourself be built into a spiritual house, to be a whole priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Why is Lord Jesus described as the rock of foundation? Because he was chosen by God to be the foundation and salvation for everyone who believes in him. It is written, and salvation is found in one and no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 22. And this verse shows that no one can lay any foundation other than the one you also, like living stones, are begin built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Every Christian has a special place in the church. Even we do not occupy our position properly, it could cause problems. If it's not strong, there will be gaps that will leave room for the devil to damage the church. For that, we must be willing to accept the position that God places us. It may not be our wishes, but we must trust where God places us. When I sitting there while we singing, my attention to the building at the top, you see the different shape. But how the builder, the chief builder, put together and look beautiful and suit properly. So this is what I try to tell you. Sometimes maybe the place suit us, but God know how to put us to serve him through the church. And the other one, our life will bring about the growth of the church. When we're talking about the church, we're not talking about the building, but the present. You and me, we are church. This is how described through the reading. Behold, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. As I have been saying, Lord Jesus is the cornerstone for the building of the church. Where will we start to build and grow? Of course, Jesus Christ, the foundation of our life and church in Jesus Christ. The model and goal for growth is Jesus Christ. Everything must start, be done, and be directed to Jesus. Our task is to grow and maintain the living stone on the cornerstone throughout the world. When we're talking about this, I remember in our church nationally, we have Uniting World. Uniting World working together with the other churches in our partner church. Supposed to today, we call the Uniting World Week. So we can sharing our story, how we try to build the good foundation with the other churches, our partner church, to grow together as a church in this world today. God calls us to be living stone. Stones that can be shaped, processed, and fit with the cornerstones. Stones are traditionally a symbol of toughness and hardness. You see the stone, solid stone outside, sometimes cyclone or be crying, but the stone, the solid stone, stand stuck because very solid, strong. So we're learning the traditionally a symbol of toughness and hardness. We live in a world of great defined vision that has been built spiritual house through the body of Christ. As taught by the Lord Jesus, we must pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because if we less pray, we as a church, like I said at the beginning, not the building, but the person, you and I as a church, we must too be strong in prayer. Special on this life to die. Jesus is symbolized as the cornerstone. Peter wants to show that Jesus is the steadfast and obeys the will of his Father. He follows his Father's will, living with courage and obedience, even though he was suffered and crucified, died for us as a sinner. Peter wants us to live life with Jesus as the cornerstone. Jesus, who was not known by the world, was abandoned by the people who did not believe in him. He was rejected in various areas and even in Nazareth, his birthplace. He was considered not worthy of respect because he was a villager, the son of a carpenter. You see how Jesus rejected. We today, sometimes people rejected us as well. But don't lose faith. Despite Jesus continued to work and show his kindness and infinite forgiveness. For example, the conversation between Jesus and Simon Peter in John 21, verse 15 to 17. In the human mind, if you have made a mistake, we think it will be difficult to be forgiven and trusted again. Our natural thoughts are flipped by Lord Jesus when he forgave and trusted Simon Peter. Mistakes are not an inhibited factor for God's grace to us who are sinners. Jesus is full of friendship and compassion, far from coercion, far from abusing the power. As a forgiving Father, Jesus brought Simon back to the right path. Then Jesus said, "I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." This example about the conversation between Jesus and Simon Peter. You see how Peter already denied Jesus. But the conversation between Jesus and Simon Peter want to teach us to die. Jesus delivered clear and meaningful question that touched Simon Peter's heart. He asked three times, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Three times. Three times Simon Peter denied him, but three times Jesus asked, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Many interpreters agree that Simon Peter at that time was sorrowful about his denial. And Jesus' question restored the love and enthusiasm to serve the sheep in God's pasture. Simon, who was lost, received and returned to be a Peter. Peter means rock. to the church. In our life, sometimes if people already make mistake, we didn't want to forgive them. How many times people coming to us to forgive, but we said no. Or maybe we forgive them, but we don't trust them anymore. But the conversation between Jesus and Simon Peter today teaching us a different way. God wants to restore our relationship with him and with others as well. The Lord Jesus continued to fight and does not give up on the mission placed on his shoulders until it is complete, even feeling miserable and dying on the cross. Jesus served an example for all those given as responsibility, including you and I today. You can see everywhere in the church today, sometimes people said, oh, I don't want to go to church because I feel not function. You're not coming to church because you're not function. You're coming to church as a people of God to build the relationship, to be a corner, to be a rock, to serve God, not because you feel you're not function. And this is reality today. And we can see how many times people come to the divided in this life and in the our life outside the church as well. And this has challenged us today. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me, say the Psalms when we read today from Psalm chapter 31 and 4. Our role as a building part is to proclaim the good news about Jesus Christ, his kingdom, his perfect power of forgiveness through his resurrection and sharing joy in sorrow. And let you also be used as a living stone for the building of spiritual house, for a holy priesthood to offer sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Through God's words, we continue to work as a touchstone that are useful for people who have difficulty finding the way back. Go up without bringing others down. Go forward without getting rid of others. Be happy without hurting others. And this is the message for us today. Go up without bringing others down. Go forward without getting rid of others. Be happy without hurting others. Be a candle in the dark and introduce who Jesus Christ is, the cornerstone, which is the basis of our faith. And this is the challenge for all of us today in Living Water Congregation. Be an instrument. Be a candle in the dark and introduce who Jesus Christ is, the cornerstone, which is the basis of our faith. Amen. Let us pray. God, our Father, our life are sometimes crooked and uneven, but you built us up in Christ, the most reliable, true and solid foundation we could ever hope. Thank you. In his name we pray. Amen.